I am joined today by Vaughn McCoy, the UNCF New Jersey Leadership Council co-chair. Thank you for joining me, Vaughn.
Thank you for having me, Alexandra.
For those people that might not know out there, what is UNCF? What does it do? And when did it start and why?
Well, UNCF is short for the United Negro College Fund, and it was started, you know, almost 75 years ago because there was a profound need then, as it is now, of making sure that African-American students had an opportunity, you know, to pursue their education beyond high school. And one of the biggest barriers, you know, for African-American students and all students, for that matter, of attending an institution of higher learning is financing. And so we had to find a way to collectively pool our resources and to solicit resources from others to make sure we give our kids an opportunity to pursue higher education and to better their lives in their communities.
Does the organization serve the same purpose now as it did then?
I think the need may be more acute now than it was, you know, many, many years ago. And the theme for, I guess, UNCF nationally this year is the crisis in Black education. And I would say there's a crisis in education, period. But I think it's certainly more acute in Black education, because as we're seeing with a lot of our, you know, Black kids in our communities, a lot of them are not going to college the way they should be going to college. And not to say college is for everyone, but for those who are willing and have the aptitude to attend a school of higher learning, they should have the ability to do so. And unfortunately, in our country, a lot of people don't pursue that for a lack of financing, not because they don't have the aptitude and the competence to attend college. And so what UNCF does, and a lot of people don't know this either, that outside of the federal government, UNCF is the top scholarship provider for African-American kids. And that's a powerful statistic. And so UNCF is doing its job, and that's why I'm a part of the organization and have been a part of this organization for the past 9 or 10 years in New Jersey, to make sure that I'm doing my part in raising funds to help get these kids through school, many of whom are dropping out because they can't afford $1,200 or $500, and that's just unacceptable to me.
Going back to this National Black History Month theme that you mentioned, crisis in Black education, is it something that's just financial, or what else can be done to address the Black crisis in education, and what exactly does that constitute?
Well, I mean, if you look at what's been going on, a lot of our historically Black colleges are closing for a lack of funding and a lack of attendance and enrollment. And, you know, if we look at the contribution that a lot of those schools have made, a lot of our African-American leaders today, teachers and preachers and pastors and business folks and engineers and doctors, they all were educated at historically Black colleges. And so to take away an opportunity for someone to attend one of those schools for lack of financing, I just think in today's economy, you know, that's just unacceptable. And so I think it means that we really need to tackle and address this crisis head on. And one of the ways that we can do that is making sure there are funds available for students to go to these schools, and hopefully they become successful and then begin to give back to the institutions that really gave them an opportunity to grow and to develop, you know, as a person, as a young woman or a young man. And unfortunately, I don't know if we have enough of our UNCF scholarship graduates or institution graduates, you know, really cutting checks back to those institutions that really gave them an opportunity to experience life and to learn in a setting that was supportive. Because a lot of kids drop out of, you know, I would say majority schools because that support network isn't there for them. And I think HBCUs really offer a unique environment, you know, for kids to grow up in, particularly kids who, you know, come from inner city or poorer communities, who then, you know, attend some other institutions of higher learning, and they kind of feel outside of their element, and it's not catered to them. And so I think it's not for everyone, but for those who really, you know, want to enjoy an HBCU experience, I think we should provide them the opportunity to do that.
When you think about these kids, I'm sure you guys probably have a network that you work with the high school students to get the word out about these scholarships. What is that process like?
Well, I think you're right. You have to work with the high schools and the guidance counselors and the financial aid personnel to make sure that a lot of parents and students even know about the UNCF scholarships, because a lot of them don't. And, you know, in the technological age that we live in, we get a lot of our information, a lot of our news, you know, over the internet. And, you know, many people don't have access to that. And so we really try to help to educate, you know, the parents, because they're the ones who are going to be, you know, dealing with the financial aid process. And, you know, for some parents, it can be very overwhelming. You know, and I remember my college experience, and I was fortunate enough to, you know, get a scholarship, but you still had to figure out and fill out the financial aid forms and different things like that. And, you know, my mother, you know, as strong of a woman as, you know, she was and is, you know, she didn't have, you know, the best education. And so it's a struggle, you know, for some parents to sit down and see this very thick, you know, packet of information that's asking them these very intimate questions. And so what UNCF tries to do is try to demystify, you know, some of that processes through the guidance counselors and through the schools, through the graduates, through college fairs and college seminars and high school fairs and different things like that, because we find that education sometimes is lacking and people don't know about the scholarships that, you know, they can get. And another known fact or unknown fact, I would say, is that a lot of UNCF students do not attend HBCUs. So there are students at Montclair State University, there are students at Rutgers University, there are students at majority schools who do get a UNCF scholarship. So you don't have to go to an HBCU in order to get a UNCF scholarship, which a lot of people don't know.
So tell me about this Build Better Futures campaign. Talk to me a little bit about what exactly that is. That's separate from the crisis in Black education, correct?
Well, they're all connected, right?
Right.
I mean, it's all aligned, but I think the message, and I think it's a very you know, marketable one. You know, we're trying to build a better future, you know, for all of us, and the future just does not encompass, you know, one particular group of people. And so, if we're going to build a better future in this country and in our lives, then we have to make sure that that future is the same for everybody. And so what this Better Build a Future, Build a Better Futures campaign is really all about is making sure that people understand that in order for us to build a better future for everybody, we have to include everybody. And that means making sure that kids who have the aptitude, who have the skill, who have the knowledge and the know-how have a chance to build a better future because they have the finances necessary to do so.
So how can people get involved? What can the average person do that wants to support this organization?
Well, I mean, you can get involved in a leadership council. I mean, if you really want to support what we do, there's a leadership council made up of about 12 to 15 people. That's certainly a way for folks to get involved and kind of support what we do. We have various fundraisers. We have a fundraiser coming up in June, the mask ball that we're doing right here in Newark at the Robert Treat Hotel. We have some great honorees, Calvin West, a longtime Newarker. We have Joey DiVincenzo, the county executive, Phil Murphy, a gubernatorial candidate, and Miles Berger, who owns the Robert Treat Hotel. So we have a great, you know, a slate of honorees who have demonstrated their commitment to UNCF. You can also text to donate. I have some information here that I'll be able to share if people want to, you know, give either $5 or $25. So they can give $5 or $25. The $5 campaign, the keyword is GVNJUNCF. That's GVNJUNCF to 50555. Again, GVNJUNCF to 50555. For the $25 campaign, it's new UNCF, NEWUNCF to 50555. Once again, NEWUNCF to 50555.
So Vaughn, before I let you go, tell me, what does education mean to you?
You know, as a kid, you know, growing up in Paterson, New Jersey, you know, having gone to the infamous or the famous Paterson Eastside High School, where Joe Clark was the baseball wielding bat principal. But he also taught us the value of education. And so I was fortunate enough to get a football scholarship or an athletic scholarship to Rutgers University. And I know how that whole experience in going to college and being the first one of my family to attend college has changed my life, and it has changed the life of my wife and my family and my kids. And so I want every kid who's willing and who has the opportunity to pursue that dream to be able to do it, so that they can be the first ones in their families to do something, so that they can change the trajectory, you know, of their families' lives. And that's what the Building Better Futures campaign is all about. So thank you for allowing me to come and share.
that's a wonderful story and a great point, because many kids don't get those opportunities, particularly in inner cities like Newark and Patterson. So that's absolutely correct. Thank you for sharing that.